You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. We're going to get to your phone calls. We know some of you are waiting. We were talking about a variety of things. You know, people getting high, spice, why spice and is so dangerous. So we were answering questions about that. We were also talking about the vulnerability to brainwashing of our younger generation and why these killers, these bomb suspect killers, one who's already died, the older brother, and then Jarkov, the 19-year-old who is still, from what I understand, in the hospital trying to be treated for his wounds, one of which self-inflicted. From what we understand, he did try to shoot himself in the mouth, right, at the last minute, at the last standoff. All right, and a lot of you wanted to weigh in on what's been going on and you know, how crazy this world is getting. So let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
All right, Dr. Dahlia, this is Ken, Indiana.
Hello.
This is the replay in the mornings. You keep calling these Muslim terrorists kids, murderers. No, they're Muslim terrorists, radicals,
right,
jihadists, enemies of this country. That's what they are. Plain and simple, that's all it is to it. So, they never should have been here in the first place. They never should be given U.S. citizenship. So, Muslim terrorists, enemies of the state.
Mm-hmm. No, I can't agree more. Don't get me started on that. We could very easily start talking about immigration and, you know, all the mistakes we've made. Keep in mind, if you do usually listen to a replay show, for the first few days, a lot of us in the media did hold off calling them Muslim extremists. I mean, even though there was the suspicion, there was the there were the rumors circulating that you know, from Chechnya they were especially the older brother possibly even trained and, you know, but by you know, jihad and extremists, etc. And but we in the media, we have to be very careful bringing that up. So all I could call them in the first few days after the bombings were psychos, sons of, I mean, I tried to call them everything else until it was finally, you know, kind of given the go ahead that that's how they were identified. So I don't know if they're still identifying the younger boy as that, but I think we're okay to you know, move forward finally identifying. But I know there was a lot of concern because many Muslim Americans you know, who have been living here you know, and you know, cohabitating with us just fine, we're very concerned that there would be a huge backlash. And so I expected the government to, if they did realize that these two were Muslim extremists, to want to keep it quiet as long as they can until they could figure out when they could politically correctly bring up the subject. Taking more of your calls. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI.
Yes, my name is Lanny. I know we're not, this is a medical question, but this is about the Obama thing. I've heard a lot about him possibly being Osama bin Laden, and I want to know how true that might be.
We don't know yet. We don't know yet. It is, yeah, you know, any links to any of these factions, these anti-American terrorist factions, from what I understand, is being looked at. Unfortunately, we're going to be getting the information, you know, days after they get it. Like, for example, with Osama bin Laden, we were told he was already dumped into the ocean, you know, hours before they broke the news that they caught him. They're like, you know, you're like, wait, what? I, you know, I'm still scratching my head on that one, right? You know, for 12 years we're looking for the man, and then all of a sudden we find him and we dump him in the ocean. Yeah, and I understand it was supposed to be a proper burial. Not that I think in the Muslim religion you're allowed to bury at sea. I think you're supposed to bury in the ground. So I think we were really fed a heap of bullcrap on that one. But yeah, they are trying to look at any of those ties. And you know, as we get information, we'll bring it to you. But what we had talked about on our show was the psychology behind brainwashing and the psychology behind a 19-year-old and a 26-year-old putting their lives on the line for a cause like this. You know, some of you ask, are they idiots? I mean, they knew they were going to get caught, and now they're going to face death. And they obviously weren't suicide bombers or suicide messengers, because they did try to run. They did try to protect themselves. You know, they didn't initially try to turn a gun on themselves. These are people who wanted life. So if they wanted life, how could they be so stupid as to try to think they could commit an act like this and not get caught? And it's the same reasoning that we bring up in any particular case, you know, with the youth. You know, they think they're immortal. They think their life is just starting. You know, we talked about the psychology of how, you know, you move out of the house. I mean, I left the house when I was 18. My brother and sister left earlier than I did. But to me, that was now the start of my life. Okay, you feel like you're suppressed as a kid, right? You know, you feel like you have to kind of escape the shackles of the parents. And so, boom. So, you know, you find a place to live, you try to support yourself. So to me, when I was 18, that to me was the start of my life. Okay? And the start of, you know, and so people don't see the end of that. That's why 18, 19-year-olds don't buy life insurance. They don't think of health insurance and, you know, needing to, you know, pay premiums like Obamacare now has allowed them to do till the age of 26. It's more for the parents, because I know the parents are going to think about it. 18, 19-year-olds usually don't think about that kind of stuff. All right? They're at the start of their life. And, you know, thinking that your life is just beginning, you just don't think like a 50-year-old would, or a 60-year-old would, or a 70-year-old would. And, you know, when they say youth is wasted on the young, this is why. This is completely why. I mean, I bet this 19-year-old really thought that no one was going to find him, that he was above the law, he was above all this. No one was going to find him, and I think he is now going to be facing a heap of reality. Don't go away. We're going to be talking about 50 people who got sick at a church party. What the hell happened to them? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Youngevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Remember, our shows do have two apps on iPhone and Android where you could download it for free. Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime you want. I understand a lot of you are not able to listen to the show live. You hear a replay, not a big deal. Glad to have you guys. Listen whenever you can. And on the replay, you could still call in with your medical questions. Just leave your question on our answer line, and then we'll play it the next live show. All right, so as we're getting more information on these Boston bombers, they call them the Boston bombing suspects. Still, they have to still call them suspects. Oh, boy, they've been going back and forth with this whole Miranda rights thing. I just don't get it. We have someone that tried to kill Americans. Okay, we need and we need to know, are there future attacks? Who else is plotting? All right, why can't we just question the guy? Now, remember, he can't talk, right? Because he put a gun into his mouth, from what we understand at the last standoff. So he's communicating by running, by writing. Okay, so he's writing answers back, and currently the answers are, you know, to the effect of, you know, no, nobody else is involved, just us. All right, and I know some of you are thinking it's going to be hard to waterboard this guy. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but they need to do it fast. As time passes, Okay? And the reality sets in for this guy, and since he's already tried to kill himself once, I mean, I don't know how easy it is to be, you know, to make this guy talk. So, but we're learning a little bit more about the brother. To Marilyn, they believe, might have murdered his best friend years ago in a, from what police have called a very graphic crime scene that to this day has not been solved. Brendan Mess was his American friend. And apparently this gentleman, Brendan, his throat was slit alongside two other men in a Massachusetts apartment in 2011. Now, they say, in terms of Tamerlan being investigated, they say they didn't initially suspect him, but what was a little bit strange is this was Tamerlan's best friend, and Tamerlan did not go to his funeral. Now, there's a lot of reasons why people don't go to a funeral. Just because you don't go to a funeral, you know, doesn't necessarily mean you were the guy's murderer, you know, but it is still, you know, suspicious. Now that we know that, if somebody like this could cause the deaths or the attempted deaths of multiple people in Boston and, you know, hundreds and hundreds of casualties, you know, what else could he have done? They say one man who knew Tamerlan through the gym where they trained said some of their social circle, without even speaking about it beforehand, had all been thinking that he could be involved. Now, this person who spoke, he gave the name, his name is Ray. At the time, none of us would have thought it was Tam. It was so emotional, we thought it had to be somebody else. All right, but since he was, identified as a suspect in the Boston Marathon bombings, now they think maybe he could have been a part of this murder. Now, you know, also stories that have kind of been surfacing are, there's another somebody from what we understand, somebody of the Muslim culture who is currently missing. He's a student, and the family is claiming he doesn't want to surface because even though he had nothing to do with the bombings, he's afraid that he would be, chastised by others, and he would be, by the media bothered, and he was innocent. And but we still don't have this other person surface, and from what we understand, possibly missing. So the next question is was there a third person involved? Are they looking for this third person, you know? When I see what's all that's kind of unfolding, I first take it with a grain of salt because we're only being fed what the government wants to feed us, right? They give the media a spoonful. The media takes this spoonful, makes it into a gravy ladle. We all, as listeners and viewers, lap it up, and we go on. But I just hope to high heaven nobody's relaxing up there in Washington and realizing that this is probably a heck of a lot deeper than we think, as well as, more planned. I mean, just to see an isolated group of brothers, which is, probably what the extremists want us to believe. Just a couple of brothers that went rogue. I don't know. I don't buy that. I don't buy that for a minute. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, from what we understand, many of you are feeling airport delays. All right, I guess thousands of air traffic controllers have been furloughed because of budget cuts. They say FAA expects to furlough many of its nearly 15,000 air traffic controllers for one day every 2 weeks. They say the reduction in controller tower staffing at any time will be by 10%. Therefore, we may see about 6,700 flight delays per day. Now, this is, they're saying, more than double the worst day in 2012. Now, you know, when we've been talking about these budget kickbacks, of course, you know, we're hearing about all the things that are going to get hurt, you know, hurt and cut back, and how it's going to put people's lives at risk. And, oh, my gosh, air traffic controllers. All right, as far as I'm concerned, the airlines make a crap load of money with us paying $400 or $500 a ticket. Okay, if they want their flights to go on, all right, you know, then they're the ones that should then staff the air traffic controllers. I'm sure they have enough money. Okay, I'm sorry, $400 or $500 a ticket per each, right, in coach seating, and they've been adding extra seats, okay? You know, I still don't understand why, you know, we have to have the government support our traffic system while our airplanes are making a fortune. But that's, you know, just me. From what we understand, JFK, Chicago's O'Hare, LAX, and Los Angeles, LaGuardia, feeling a lot of these cuts from these furloughs. And I know some of you had thought when we were talking about the budget cuts, well, let the budget cuts happen. Let them happen. Let's see how we could survive. I mean, we've all, as the American public, have had to cut back. You know, if my husband and I knew what we would have to live on right now in 2013, before in 2006, yeah, we probably would have, you know, cried, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world or whatever. But you want to know what I mean? We're making do. It stinks. It really stinks. But sometimes you just have to kind of jump in and see if you could swim. Okay? And, yes, we're concerned about what's been going on with healthcare, but, I don't think what's happening with the furloughs could be any worse than what Obamacare has already done. So if we do start to see changes in healthcare that hurt, I don't know which to blame. The, furloughs and the, budget cuts or the Obamacare. You know, we were talking this weekend on this weekend show about how the pharmaceutical companies, aren't really, spending a lot of their resources on trying to find these antibiotics to handle these antibiotic-resistant bacteria. From what we understand, only 9 medicines are right now in development. Only 9. Okay, and the chance of any of them making it through FDA approval could be very, very slim. So somebody could say, well, the budget cuts now hurt the NIH, and they can't do the studies, etc. Most of the studies on these drugs actually do come from the pharmaceutical companies. Okay, if you want the pharmaceutical companies to start studying, you know, and researching and putting the bucks to them, they got to be less restricted by what Obamacare did to them. So, you know, we're going to be in a heap of trouble. And unfortunately, who's at the helm? Politicians. Both the right and the left. I know I'm conservative, but still, you know, seeing the baloney that's going on up there, it just blows my mind. And I think we're in trouble. We have politicians in charge of our economy. We have politicians in charge of our health care. I think we're screwed nonetheless. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Now, this is interesting. A woman was refused to go into a tanning salon because they told her she was too fat. Okay, apparently Kelly McGreevy purchased a tanning package. Okay, and it will not be refunded. After Aloha Tanning gave her to her, and then said that there was a maximum 230-pound weight policy. When she requested a refund, the owner wouldn't do it. Of course, now it's gone to the police, and from what I understand, lawsuits are going to ensue. All right. I don't know much about these tanny beds, and I don't know much about weight limits, but this is just one of the very small symptoms of a huge problem we have in America, where we are forgetting about certain industries that rely on certain weights. Remember we talked about how planes may start charging extra free if you're overweight because of fuel costs? A lot of you thought it was baloney. I think it is baloney. All right. But one thing that I found that was kind of interesting that I didn't think about is like our transit system. A lot of the buses are built for a certain amount of weight. The seats are built for a certain amount of weight, even in airplanes. The way the seatbelt protects is for a certain amount of weight. And we have a growing population, huge population of people that are overweight and sitting in certain seats or restraints that were never built for that weight. All right. Now, we've been talking about weight and problems with weight. And in the first hour, I talked about how it's, you know, eating food and our going to food could be a natural high. We're talking about natural highs. Some people go to alcohol. Some people go to food and chocolate. Some people go to sex. When we come back, I want to talk about foods that could help increase your mood. All right. And not a lot of them are that caloric. Because, you know, for those of us that need our comfort foods, you can't be going about it the wrong way. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord,
Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So when we were talking about highs, and somebody had asked about spice and Seroquel and what happens if you mix the two. And I don't know if you guys know about this, but many of these kids, even adults, they're taking their Seroquel and they're taking spice, which is fake marijuana. And apparently it could just knock you out. I mean, it could probably cause death. I haven't heard of anybody dying yet from that mixture, but it's extremely dangerous. But that's something people are doing. They find that when they, you know, take a medication, and it spreads like wildfire. Somebody gets a buzz, somebody gets a high, and then you hear, well, you know, somebody took this and this, and it worked. You know, they took a prescription medication, they took a legal form of marijuana, a whole bunch of herbs and stuff thrown together, sprayed with some chemicals. I don't see how that's legal, but, I mean, it's something that people can makeshift and make their own you know, K2 and stuff, and then take it together, and wow, oh, you know, it's a great high, and, you know, people are, then it get, you know, it spreads. It spreads on social media. It just spreads like wildfire. And so, you know, we discussed, you know, why is it that people need highs? You know, what is it, evolutionarily wise? What is the psychology behind it? So we spent a lot of time in hour one on that. And, we were talking about, depression and how, you know, a lot of times people will go to food. Okay. You know, people that are obese, you know, it may not just be thyroid. Right? It may not be, the Coca-Cola or the Hostesses or, you know, Mayor Bloomberg's 16-ounce soda cup. You know, it could be that we have gone to food as our high, some of us. All right? So what are some foods that you could go to that actually may improve your mood, okay, and hopefully, you know, add to you having a good day? I mean, first and foremost is eggs. I know some of you are already thinking about that, eggs. And I know some of you are like, no, my doctor said no eggs. All right, well, you know, if you've noticed, I've really never told you to not eat eggs. There was a study that came out a year ago saying eggs really aren't that bad a source of cholesterol. Okay, now, of course, frying the eggs, cooking them up with butter, eating them with corned beef hash and the bacon and the pancakes and syrup, yeah, that could be a very high-caloric, high-fattening breakfast. But eggs or egg whites can be an extremely good mood booster. It could be a great source of protein. And, I think probably one of the, hallmarks, and cornerstones of many of our diets, having some sort of protein, low fat protein first thing of the day. Eggs do that. Okay? It's always been, you know, which is why, you know, farmers look pretty happy overall. They get their eggs in the morning. Okay? Spinach is another biggie. Okay, and a lot of you are like, oh my god, it's spinach, it's hard to cook, it's hard to clean, it's hard to. I would get those, you know, those spinach salads, right? You could get the pre-washed leaves. Those are great. And they're healthy, they're easy to eat. You could throw some balsamic vinaigrette or something, some low-cal dressing on it. But spinach, it really does help the moods. It does. Okay, now, it's not going to work as quickly as maybe your Xanax would. Okay, mind you, I get that, okay? You know, and it may not, you know, mellow you out like pot does. But, you know, having a diet rich in spinach couldn't hurt, okay? You know, some people also suggest apples with peanut butter. You know, when you get hungry and when you need a sweet snack and you need to feel like you're eating some sort of junk food, you know, I know you all know about carrot sticks and celery sticks. Of course you know about that, but that's just not satisfying. And by satisfying, not so much for hunger, you want to feel like you got something yummy. Alright? Well, an apple and peanut butter or a celery and peanut butter, not too bad. It gives you the protein, gives you some sugar, it tastes good, and it's better than you going after the chocolate. Now mind you, chocolate doesn't improve your mood. Okay? I love having chocolate. I get into a bad mood, I eat a little piece of chocolate, I'm good. Okay, I could get through the rest of my day, all right? But that's dangerous. Packs on the pounds. Now, for lunch, I would go for salmon, all right? Now they make salmon burgers, they make salmon salad, or just eat a piece of salmon. Those omega-3 fatty acids really help. You know, many of you parents, you ask, you know, what could you do for your kids, you know, that are showing signs of ADD or, you know, showing some mood issues, etc. You got to get them to eat the fish. Okay, there's only so much that fat and beef and fried chicken can do for them. Okay, you know, if that's their fuel, no wonder they're puttering around. You gotta get them some good fish. And they don't have to eat fish 5 meals a day. I know we're a little bit worried about the mercury, but I think salmon is easy for these kids to eat. I'm not pushing the herring. I'm not pushing the sardines. Now, some of you have told me that green tea helps your moods. That when you get into a bad mood, you go straight for some green tea. I've never tried that. See, usually I don't get really grumpy. It's hard for me to get grumpy. And then if I do get grumpy, the last thing I want to do is, you know, make a cup of tea. But, you know, I'd like to try that, you know. The only problem is a lot of you like to drink the cold green tea that come, you know, in the soda section. Be careful. That doesn't have a lot of green tea and it has a lot of sugar. okay? Going back to breakfast, getting some whole grains wouldn't hurt either. If you don't like the eggs, I'm okay with whole grain cereal. You know, they even came up with a study where these kids eating cereals in the morning, they're not doing that bad weight-wise. You know, we thought there was too much sugar in these cereals, so now parents are scared to death of buying these cereals. So what instead are they having kids eat for breakfast? Bagels and cream cheese and French toast and pancakes. Well, sometimes the breakfast cereal is actually less sugar than these frozen waffles all sopped up with syrup. All right? But if you do go for cereals, try to get the whole grain cereals. They're not that bad. Now, the only problem with the cereal is you could burn right through it after a couple hours and these kids get hungry. And if they don't get snack in school, teachers are going to think they're ADD because they're getting hypoglycemic. So if that's the case, I would recommend, getting a little bit of protein. Maybe make them a quick egg. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, moving on to iron. All right, new research is showing that maybe long-term breastfeeding will cause babies to have low iron. Apparently, in the study, we found that over a year of age, the longer the child was breastfed, the greater the risk of iron deficiency. Now, the study was released this month in the journal Pediatrics. It didn't find a real close relationship between breastfeeding and iron deficiency anemia, but they did notice that if these kids didn't start eating more of a normal diet, they could be more prone to iron deficiency. Now, mind you, I am a huge fan of breastfeeding, and I think it's one of the best things to do. I know the Women's Health Organization recommends exclusively for the first 6 months. Also, if you want to go up to 2 years, I do have some 4 or 5-year-olds that breastfeed in my practice. Moms bring them in, and they're breastfeeding. It always kind of makes you, you know, take a step back going, what am I seeing here? And then you're like, all right. But, you know, mind you, if you are breastfeeding past a certain point, idea of making sure you're supplementing them with other things wouldn't hurt. Mind you, you know, back in caveman days, you know, the kids would live off of mom's milk, but once they were able to chew and eat other things, they did. Okay, exclusive breastfeeding when they're a baby is absolutely fine. Once they get a little older, you know, they notice that the odds of iron deficiency did increase by about 5% for each additional month of breastfeeding. Now, what could you give your kids? Okay, well, I know that oyster and shrimp and stuff have iron. Beans, you know, if you want to give your kids that could help. You know, some of the cereals that are iron fortified, lean beef, lamb, you know, get kids to eat a little bit of duck, you know, if it's not too expensive. Spinach, got to start teaching your kids how to eat your spinach. Remember Popeye? We need more cartoons like Popeye. It just makes you jump onto the spinach. I think it's great. So there are a lot of iron-rich foods and greens and turnips and things like that. I don't know how you get a kid to eat lentils. I guess lentils is included in this. If you can figure out how to get your kid to eat lentils, all the power to you. All right, guys, don't go away. When we come back, more breaking news, 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty, double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this just in, it looks like Dakar Tsarnaev, the 19-year-old bombing suspect, has been charged in what they call a sealed complaint in federal court. Now, of course, he didn't go to court. His initial court appearance was conducted today by a federal magistrate judge coming in to his hospital room. Okay, the announcement by Gary Wente, Circuit Executive for the U.S. Courts for the First Circuit, came after White House spokesman said earlier that Sarnev, who is still in serious condition, by the way, at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, would be tried in the federal court system. Speaking at a media briefing in Washington, spokesman Jay Carney said Sarnev would not be tried as an enemy combatant. They said he will not be treated as an enemy combatant. We will process a terrorist through our system of justice. They say the system has repeatedly proven that it can successfully handle the threat that we continue to face. He says also that U.S. citizens cannot be tried before military commissions because Sarnev is a naturalized U.S. citizen. I think he was sworn in September 11th, 2012. Yeah, ironic, September 11th. All right. So we'll give you more posting and any other breaking news that comes in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. For those of you that have been afflicted with breast cancer, they say taking aspirin could actually slow the spread of breast cancer. Scientists found that aspirin limits the creation of cells which fuel the disease and therefore reduces tumor growth. Now, what they did is they studied this on mice. Of course, they always look at it on mice, and then we extrapolate it to humans. So they studied it on mice, discovered low doses of aspirin suppress the spread of two different strains of breast cancer. One of the strains is responsible for the triple-negative breast cancer, which is very resistant to many treatments, affects up to one in five patients. The triple-negative is a bad one. When you have one that's estrogen-sensitive, you could treat with tamoxifen, estrogen blockers, but when it's not estrogen-sensitive, it's a lot more difficult to treat. Researchers at the University of Kansas also found that aspirin boosted the effect of tamoxifen. Now, tamoxifen is the one we use for the estrogen-sensitive type breast cancers. So, if it helps boost a medicine's ability to attack, not bad. Now, they're not saying, though, aspirin prevents breast cancer. So you got to be very, very careful with that. Right now, they think that it could interfere with the tumors growing very aggressive stem cells and that the aspirin could stop that. Of course, aspirin would have to be used as an adjunct to chemotherapy. We'll review again this year how chemotherapy works. I know we talked about it. We usually talk about it every year, how chemotherapy works, and there's different types of chemotherapy, so we'll review that. But sometimes if chemotherapy doesn't destroy the cells, maybe the aspirin could. So that's something that they're looking at. But the problem with the triple negative breast cancer, the prognosis is usually very poor. It's a much more vicious cancer. And if they find that aspirin helps, great. Now, remember years ago they were looking at a super aspirin? Remember we talked about that, the super aspirin that they found was able to attack cancer? I think they were able to show it fought four different types of cancer. We reported on this about a year ago. So we know aspirin is going to be a very helpful adjunct. By no means would it be the cure-all. By no means at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, apparently an unidentified contaminant sickened about 50 people on Saturday who attended a church party in Dumont, New Jersey. We're talking about 50 people. Now, according to fire chief, they said they reported symptoms of chest pain and difficulty breathing. Now, the party took place in Living World Community Church. Two people were taken to Inglewood Hospital Medical Center. The cause of illness still has not yet been identified. They say these symptoms are something very similar to pepper spray exposure. So hazmat teams from New Milford and Bergen County were brought to the church, and the Bergen County Mobile Intensive Care Communication System was put into effect. Nobody's died. All right, we got police dispatched to the scene still, but they don't know. Was it a poison? Was it something put into the ventilation system? Thus far, hazmat teams have made numerous sweeps of the building. Nothing yet was found. But whenever you get 50 people in one location hurt like this, you just, I mean, it's this is going to be an ongoing investigation, especially if it's like a pepper spray type of reaction, watering of the eyes, difficulty breathing, feeling like your airway is closing up. Pretty scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you asked if this was similar to Legionnaires. Legionnaires was a bacteria that usually lives near the water systems. People get exposed to it when they take showers and be in hotels or sometimes close quarters. And so that, though, yes, it could cause sickness, but nothing that acute. Okay, you know, if a whole bunch of people got sick while they were at the party, that makes you think more of some sort of chemical exposure as opposed to something that was bacterial that then started to ensue symptoms. All right, good question, though. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is a little scary. Apparently, an environmental group is raising concern that there is a chemical found in Kentucky Fried Chicken fries, in cereals, in potato chips. And this chemical is called acrylamide. Apparently, food watchdogs identified the increased quantities of this acrylamide in 14 popular products. They say the chemical is formed when foods are roasted, toasted, or fried at very high temperatures, and scientists say could be carcinogenic if consumed regularly over a lifetime. Now, I guess the Food Standards Agency tested 300 products to look at what was going on, or to kind of assess how much of this was going on. And they found higher levels in certain potato chips. Now, they looked at this mostly in Europe, like the sea-salted, crinkle-cut Seabrook potato crisps. They call it crisps over there. All right, but I'm very interested in Kentucky Fried Chicken, all right, because every now and then, you know, we start to jones for some Kentucky Fried Chicken, right? You know, maybe, you know, the fries. But they say that they found some of those on the fries. Now, I don't know much about this chemical. I will, you know, keep you guys posted as we get them. You know, this is nothing new. Okay, there's chemicals used on all our foods. And those chemicals at normal temperature are tested. When something gets heated and denatured, that's when it gets a little scary. Like, for example, a diet soda. Okay, there's reports that your diet soda, okay, if left in a hot car, keep in mind, we're going to be coming up on the summer months. If your diet soda left in a hot car, the aspartame could turn into a byproduct of formaldehyde, and then you're drinking that. Now, I don't know about you all, but I've noticed some, you know, cans of soda, like I'll take a sip, okay, just to get my energy, and I'll probably nurse that little can of soda all week long, and 4 or 5 days later, it tastes weird. Now, I don't know if it's the aluminum can. I don't know if it's just the denaturing of some of the components or the mixture of the air and the chemicals in there. But realize that most of those foods that are out there are designed to be eaten as is. Once you start to heat or, you know, melt cheese on them to make nachos or, you know, that's when, you know, sometimes you could get into trouble. I kind of like these food watchdogs. Because obviously a lot of these, you know, companies aren't being watched themselves. And so, you know, sometimes I like, you know, the private citizens kind of jumping in. Sometimes, though, they could go a little bit crazy, like the mac and cheese coloring. I mean, you know, mac and cheese should be a treat. It shouldn't be a kid's daily staple. So if there are concerns over food coloring, I mean, we could then stop most of our foods and food coloring. We're going to be just kind of like a little black and white gray market society later. But for the most part, anybody that's trying to educate us and, you know, on, you know, what kooky could be going on with their food, I definitely welcome the education. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer
Healthcare also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.